Almost 30 years ago, there was a book that hit the bestsellers list. It was equal parts controversial and groundbreaking. You will remember it if at any point you were single in the 90s. The book is called The Rules, Time-Tested Secrets for Capturing the Heart of Mr. Right. Its author, Ellen Feen and Sherry Schneider. Sherry joins us this morning. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi.
Can you believe it's been almost 30 years?
Yes, it went fast.
Certainly did go fast. Firstly, let me ask you how the book came to fruition, because in the 90s, women were really launched into the feminism phase, I suppose. It was something that we embraced. And here is a book that tells us not to sleep with a man on the first date. Don't open up too fast. Be honest but mysterious. So tell me about the book and how it came to be.
Sure. Well, Ellen and I were friends in New York City in the 80s, early 90s, and we noticed that women, we all wanted boyfriends, we all wanted to get married, even though we had careers and apartments, we knew that, you know, life was not the same without a man. And we were, you know, we noticed that everybody was going around about it the wrong way. Like, we were feminists and we thought, okay, you know, it's 1985, I can call a man, it's, you know, 1990, I can sleep with him on the first day. You know, it was like, do whatever you want was the sort of anthem of the single woman. And it just didn't work. Guys don't, you know, respond well to that. Men love a challenge. And if something is too easy, then they don't chase it.
Now, Sherry, it's amazing you say that, because that's how I pursued my current wife. She was a challenge, and she insisted on dating protocols, and she insists on being feminine and a woman, and she is abhorred at what she sees in the media today about how women carry on and how they throw themselves out there and how they present themselves. She would love the 1950s to come back if she could, so going even further back than the 1990s 35 rules.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, it works. I mean, it worked on you. The thing is, we're not 1950s women. We're not mopping floors and vacuuming. You know, most of our clients are, because we do private consultations, they're lawyers, they're doctors, they're MBAs. You know, Ellen and I are authors and dating coaches. We're not sitting around, you know, like housewives, but we just didn't chase. We just don't believe in chasing men. You can chase your career. You can chase a condo. You could chase, you know, a 5K race. You cannot chase a man successfully.
And I tell you, as a man, that's what I love about a woman. You, as a man, that is the thing. You want to do the hunt. You want to have the challenge. But if a woman comes along a bit too easily, I don't know, you lose a bit of respect, I think.
Right.
I'm fascinated by these rules. I remember them so vividly in the 90s. And, you know, they were lamented about at dinner parties and things like that. But there are some that I wonder whether or not they still hold up. So, like, how do you feel that the book fares in 2023, Sherry?
Well, we have a new book coming out called The Rules Handbook, because everybody's always asking for more information. Like, when we wrote the first book, we got deluged with letters saying, well, what about same sex? What about long distance? What about getting back an ex? So we wrote Rules 2. Then women start to get married by doing the rules they wanted, rules for marriage, which is really about being easy to be with. You know, you were hard to get, now you're easy to be with. And then technology took off, online dating, so we wrote a book about that. And then 10 years ago, we wrote the new rules to cover Facebook, Instagram, all that social media stuff. Because you can break rules. You know, women say, oh, I'm not going to call him, but I'm texting him, I'm friending him, following him. That's breaking rules too. And this new book, the Rules Handbook, covers dating, marriage, because a lot of these women were infants when the first book came out. So we teach them the dating and marriage rules, but also rules for everyone, because you could do the rules on your boss, on your sister, on your difficult mother-in-law. Pull back, you know, don't confront people.
Wow.
Just pull back when you feel, you know.
See, I think I'm a little bit anti-rules in my natural personality. So I'm a confronter. If I have an issue or a concern, I'm just going to go straight to the person that I have an issue or a concern with. One of the parts out of the book said, be hard to get but easy to live with. You just mentioned it a moment ago. Is that not asking women to be less than the person they actually are, Sherry? Because I don't imagine it's always easy to be somebody who is easy to live with, and we don't put that same pressure on men.
Right. Well, it depends what the issue is. Like, we have clients that literally ask us about work issues. Like, it applies, like, they just find all kinds of problems in every area of their life they want to apply the rules to. You can't tell your boss how to run the company. Like, we have clients that say, listen, right, my boss is just not doing things. You know, that you have to know your place. So I'm not telling my boss what to do. If I'm the boss, you know, I'll, you know, you can become a boss and then you can run the place. But there's a lot of entitlement in life right now with, between work. Like, we have some clients, they don't like their mother-in-law. They refuse to see her. We're like, you can't do that. You know, she's your husband's mother. And, you know, you have to figure out how to be diplomatic. You can't just say, oh, I don't like your mother, I'm not seeing her. There's a lot of that going on.
Wow, because that's what would go on with me. If I don't like you, I'm not spending time with you.
Right. So does that work for you? I mean,
yeah,
we only
I just cut people off. I just go, you know what? Doesn't work for me. If it doesn't bring joy and doesn't bring happiness, or if it brings negativity.
Well, you know, that's good to have boundaries. It's good to have boundaries, but it's also good to be diplomatic. I mean, every situation is different.
Absolutely.
We're not trying to cut people out of our lives, but we're not trying to be doormats either. It's about being diplomatic.
Yeah, I know, Sherry, you're not trying to ask women to be Stepford wives, but I just think as an old-fashioned man, I like women to be demure. I like women to be, well, to know who they are themselves. But confrontation with guys and girls, I just can't stand. I mean, men and women do not need to be confrontational.
Right, we agree with that.
Mm. I just think there should be a calm dialogue, you know, between, even if you have a disagreement.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, we have married clients and they'll call, they are just fit to be tied. Their husband, you know, planned a vacation and they canceled, whatever the issue is. And they want to wring his neck. I mean, they literally want to stab him or whatever. And we're like, you have got to calm down. You've got to meditate and pray and, you know, chill and bring the decibel down before you have a conversation with him. So we're not saying don't say something. We're just saying don't say it in that crazy loud way you wanted to originally. Like, your first thoughts have to be tempered.
Wow. I am so outside of the rules book, even now, well into a, you know, a long marriage and into motherhood. And
well, tell Sherry how you know, you dated when you had that proposal, you know, with your husband. I mean, it was no expectation of getting down on the knee and doing the ring. I did the whole take the lady out. I didn't get down on the knee. That's probably the biggest mistake I made, Sherry.
Well, you probably like this, Bilks, because, you know, like, I think a lot of the rules are around being mysterious, and you love that element in women. Whereas
I love
when I
women
met my husband,
yes,
I was like, hey, this is all the shit I've been through. This is who I am. these are the things that I'm dealing with, you know, and it's all of this or nothing. And there's no middle ground for that. You either get all of me and all of my lived experience, and I won't sugarcoat it or minimize it for your comfort at all.
How did you meet your husband? Because he must have been really crazy about you.
He is the best man I know. I met him through a mutual friend who said to me for more than 12 months, you have to meet this man. He is just like you, but he's a bloke, he used to say to me. And I say to him, I don't have time to meet him. I'm working three jobs, I'm doing uni and
See,
all of those things.
You made him wait a year. You made him wait a year. That's the rules. So
he wasn't pursuing me. He didn't know that I was, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So how did it come to be then? Like, how did you connect?
Fate, kismet, one of those incredible moments where a friend was out in a place that he shouldn't have been and his best friend was with him and that best friend is now my husband. And it was literally from that moment. There was no point at all that I thought, yeah, I'm going to be mysterious here or I'm not going to respond to his text. Or 3 dates in, I actually said to him, so are we going to do this or not? Because I don't have time to stuff around. And he said, absolutely. And we have been together ever since. And it remains that honest dialogue that we have.
Well, you have like a rulesy vibe that I'm getting, you know, like you're like, take it or leave it. So
yes,
that's the rules. Like, saying take it or leave it is kind of rulesy because you're not like desperate. You're not clingy. They're all aspects of this formula.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. Not desperate, not clingy. That is 100% who I am. And I guess that's what I always found challenging about the rules is that it seemed like you had to do 35 amazing things to be in the running for a good guy. And am I wrong in that, Sherry?
Well, I mean, you can't pursue it. Like, it doesn't sound like you pursued your husband. You just told him your boundaries.
Yes.
Like, you didn't call him and ask him out. You didn't pay for dates. You didn't travel to him, right?
No.
So you did those rules, but you just said, you know, take it or leave it, which is very cool. You know?
Yeah. It's very different.
See, with my wife, Sherry, I pursued her for ages.
Like a dog with a bone, Sherry.
She was a very cool customer, and it took a long time. I mean, it took conversations about how I pictured us being together, driving in the countryside with children in the car.
Let's be really frank. It took till the wedding night. That's how dedicated to the rules she was.
That's great.
Thank you, Sherry.
So she's a keeper. She's a keeper. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's about self-esteem and boundaries. You know, women contact us. They're texting guys for 6 hours till the middle of the night. Like, there's nothing self-esteemable about sexting, you know, sending nude photos, crazy stuff.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I'd slap the phone straight out of my daughter's hand if she was texting some guy, you know, for 6 hours. I just think, oh, get off it. You know, that's just terrible.
How old is your daughter?
Oh, 15. No, she's only a baby. She's just a baby. Yeah. But it's about setting guidelines and boundaries now for what you will and won't tolerate in relationships. And I think this idea that, you know, you have to be accessible to somebody 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is that's not on.
No. And many of our clients, you know, have us talk to their daughters. They're 15 to 25 because they don't want them to ruin their lives. You know, they see how addicted the girls get. Like, I don't know if you saw the Adam Sandler movie, You're So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. She has a crush on a boy. She jumps off a cliff to get his attention.
Oh.
She pretends to work in his grandmother's nursing home. She, like, does all these crazy things. And he's like, yo, he has, like, no interest in her. Like, you cannot make a guy like you. You can't make him notice you. It just is or it isn't.
And this is what worries me, Sherry, is that I, as a male in 2023, I mean, I'm in my mid-50s, so I'm old-fashioned in my view, but I think, you know, I want to pursue a woman. I think women should make themselves mysterious. They shouldn't put themselves out there, and yet I get castigated for saying that. I get told, get back in my box, you're an old fart, move on with the times. I'm sorry, but ladies, I expect you to be a certain way. I love women in dresses. I love them to look fantastic, and I love the mystery.
You know, when you said expect, though, that's the offensive part. That can be what you enjoy or what you like or what's important in your relationships. But to have an expectation that a woman wears a dress and is mysterious is out there.
Well, we're saying that you shouldn't be masculine. If you're a woman, you shouldn't be masculine in terms of chasing or the way you look. Like, some clients say they can't get a date, and when we meet them or get photos, they have severely short hair, masculine clothes. You know, we make them feminine.
You're describing my co-host.
I'm sitting here in a hoodie with a pair of cargos on. And at Christmas time, I really well and truly got the shits with long hair. And I've always had long, blonde, dead straight hair, and cut it off into what was effectively a pink mohawk.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's got anything to do with who I am rather than how I was feeling in that moment.
Well, you have a lot of confidence, which is very attractive, it sounds to me. So men like a girl who's confident. They don't want somebody who's cringy and needy and clingy and, you know, saying, you know, what are you doing tonight? You want to come over?
Mm.
They run from that.
Exactly. I mean, someone who's got tattoos is confronting. Yeah, someone who puts themselves out there in their text messages and say, how about a baby? I just can't do that. I can't do that.
Right. What we need to tell women is that it doesn't matter if it's 2023. Biology has not changed. Technology has changed.
Mm.
You can break rules in so many different mediums now, you know, texting, social media, following his stories. But biology hasn't changed. It's man pursues woman. That's what works historically, naturally. It's just the way it is, you know. And feminism is great for work. You know, you get to have a job as a co-host and anchor or whatever. It hasn't changed biology. Being a co-host doesn't change the fact that you're a woman and that you're different from men. We're equal but different.
We are different indeed. Sherry, before we let you go, and you have been very, very generous with your time, I just wanted to ask you what you thought about sexting and about sending nudes because it just seems to be the done thing. And I think it's pitched as a show of confidence rather than anything else. And what are your thoughts on that?
We're against sexting.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Just, but
women contact us for consultations and they'll say, the guy said, send me more photos, not even nude photos, but just regular photos. And we're like, it's on your profile. Like, we're not sending a guy that we never met extra photos. This whole lack of mystery, everything's transparent. Everybody's an open book. It's really boring. Like, you should disappear in between dates. If he wants to see you, he'll see you at dinner.
Exactly.
You know, this is about being your higher self. The Rules Handbook that's coming out September 12th. It's about being your higher self. Your lower self wants to see him 24/7 and sexed and, you know, all crazy stuff. But your higher self knows that you're valuable and that if he wants you, he has to ask you out on proper dates.
Wow. Okay. I really like
there
it.
There has to be courtship. It's not just let's hang.
Do the rules exist for married people? So if people, Bilko, how long have you been married? 20 years?
Coming up 25 years.
Me? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, 25.
And how about you, Sherry? How long have you been married?
29 in a month. Yeah.
So do you see the
rules? So the rules for marriage is that you're easy to be with in the sense that you're not like a, you know, constantly complaining and give him space. He wants to watch a ball game. Fine. Like, you're not controlling him or trying to change him.
Yeah. Let him be his own person.
Just easy to be with.
Well, you're easy to
talk
to.
Because when you're not easy to be with, he'll take the long way home. He'll figure out some way to avoid, you know, he'll say you're a ball and chain. He'll tell his friends, don't get married. It's really not fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. I do know what you mean. I do know exactly what you mean.
Just be your higher self. Your higher self.
You have, you've been very forthcoming, really interesting. And it fascinates me that we are still talking about this book almost 30 years later and that there's a brand new one coming out September 12th. It obviously works for you and works for a lot of people to have had the success that The Rules has had. So, Sherry, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you both. My pleasure.